The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. God, I've had a shocking night. I really have. I actually slept in the car in the end. Last night. Oh, I was in the kitchen. I was making some smag bowl, and the lads were in the living room, and Caleb suddenly came out and looked very strange, and I think they had been smoking skunk, you know. It's a very, very strong strain of cannabis. And his eyes were dilated, and he wanted to talk to me, and he said that he was Jesus. And I said, look, mate, I don't think you're Jesus. And he went for me with a bloody bread knife. And he chased me around the kitchen for a while, and then I got the bread knife off him, and then he said, look, do you want me to prove it? And I was like, go on then. And he got loads of drawing pins and started sticking them in his head and his body. Christ knows why that would prove anything, but that's what he did. But I got the other lads out, and we sort of pinned him down, and we've got him in his bedroom. I was just wondering if you could come over. I'm sure you've got sort of more experience with psychotic episodes than, you know, some of the people you probably know. And I just wondered if you could sort of calm him down, like a sort of donkey with horses. Maybe bring a DVD round, something that would really soothe him. We could watch that, because I don't really know what else to do. But give us a ring, mate, and I'm just going to try and get some shut-eye now if I don't pick up. All right, mate. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. This sounds quite heavy. I don't know anyone that's ever had a psychotic episode before. I mean, I've had quite a few panic attacks in my time, and the first thing you should try and do perhaps is calm him down and definitely remove any of the pins that he may still have in him. Take those out, because, you know, he'll only find those later when he's lying down or something, and he'll wonder. That could trigger it again. I don't know. But what I usually find when I'm having a panic attack is if I sit down and watch the film Avatar, because it's got the sense of being underwater. And I don't know if you, have you ever seen that film? It's really, really good. It's really good. So maybe I could come round and bring Avatar with me. I've got it on DVD. Unless you have it already. Anyway, let me know, mate. Be happy to help. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. No, things have stepped up a gear. He's locked himself in the loo, actually. And his uncle came round and just shouted at him, which didn't really work. And initially it was quite worrying, but now it's just really, really bloody annoying because we've had to piss in the basin and stuff, and I really needed a poo. So I went to the kebab shop, which is very near us, and I literally had to beg him to let me in to do a poo. Otherwise I just have to do it, you know, on the pavement. So yeah, it's been a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. But look, I mean, I think definitely come round and let's try and coax him out to watch Avatar. I think Avatar's a brilliant film, a very important film, and yeah, no, it's worth a stab. Great. See you soon. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Okay, mate, I'm a bit concerned because I've had another think about Avatar, and I'm sure you remember the film, but it's about a disabled man who goes into space and turns into a sort of a blue donkey, And on retrospection, I think that might freak Caleb out more, you know, and I don't want him to have another, another one of his attacks. What do you think? Do you think it's safe to show him a film like that? I mean, it is, you know, it is quite a weird film. And then they all sort of end up attacking a tree at the end with guns and laser guns and... Anyway, let me know what you think. If you think it's a good idea, then we'll go for it. All right, mate. Bye bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. No, I see what you're saying, but I know it's got elements of of violence in it, but I think basically it's a very calming, therapeutic film. Muhammad, his cousin Muhammad, thinks we should just phone the authorities and have him sectioned, but I think we should give Avatar a go. I've said it to him and he didn't say no, so I'll just keep talking about Avatar tonight, and if you come round first thing, hopefully we should have him in the living room and settled on the sofa, and then I think just come in, just none of us keep really quiet, and just put the DVD on and put Avatar on. So yeah, I think we should stick to our guns. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Well, I mean, if Mohammed thinks we should have him sectioned, then maybe we should do that rather than try to make him watch Avatar, because, you know, I've expressed my concerns about Avatar. It's a very strange film on recollection now, and I'm actually a little concerned about showing it to Caleb, because he may well have another psychotic episode, but he might not. It may well calm him down. I know I find it very calming to watch it, but that's me, and I don't suffer from psychotic episodes. It's, for me, it's just panic attacks. But if you're absolutely sure, then I'll bring it round tomorrow morning, and we'll give it a go, and hopefully it'll calm the young lad down. Okay, mate. Look forward to it. Bye bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Bri. I remember when I first watched Avatar, I'd taken Linda to Bath for a spa break, and we went to see Avatar, and she absolutely hated it, of course. But I left the cinema with a great sense of calm, and it put me back on track. In fact, it was one of the things that really pushed me over the edge to say, no, this Silk Road Autobahn idea is an absolute goer. Come on, mate, get with it. And so it's an important film for me. And I think that we really should give it a go. He's a poor lost lamb amongst his flock, and he's a nice chap, you know. The other thing is it's not much fun living with a fruitcake. So I want to try anything. So I think we stick to our guns. I think the chances of him having an extreme violent psychotic attack episode is slim. Great. Okay, Rog. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Mate, I'm at your flat, and I'm in your bathroom. Caelid, I knocked on the door, and Caelid answered, and I told him that I'd come to watch Avatar with him, and you obviously, and he didn't know what I was talking about. You've not told him that I'm coming round to do this? I don't know. Where are you, mate? It'd be really good if you were here, because he looks really wide-eyed and unstable, and I don't know how to begin to explain to him that we're going to sit down and watch Avatar together. So if you could let me know where you were, let me know when you're coming back, that would be really good, because he looks quite on edge. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Bri. Don't show him Avatar. Okay, don't show him Avatar. See you soon.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I'm still inside the bathroom. I pushed Avatar under the bathroom door and told him to sit down and watch it. I've looked at him through the keyhole, and he hasn't got any clothes on. He's watched the first half of Avatar, but I'm not quite sure what he's doing, but he's making a lot of noise out there and screaming stuff about Jesus, and saying loads of other unintelligible stuff. There's a lot of crashing, throwing of things. I'm not sure what to do. So be great if you could steer me or give me some sort of advice, because I'm not sure I want to come out of the bathroom, if I'm honest with you. If you could get back, that would be really helpful. Thanks, mate. Okay, bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Just checking in, really, see how you're bearing up. I'm so sorry, mate. It's really stained on my memory, that now, seeing you all crumpled up on the pavement under the bathroom window. Thank God it was only two floors. Can you imagine if it was more than that, if we lived on the fourth floor? But I had no idea he was going to flip like that, mate. But he obviously got in the bathroom, and yeah. Did he throw you out the window, or did you jump? I don't know. You weren't really coherent when I got you. But well, when we got you back to Anne's, Nimish and Asim gave me a hand. They were pretty sure you dislocated both shoulders, but sorry, I probably should have got you a doctor, but we just thought getting you in the car and getting you back to Anne's was the best thing to do. But I hope you're resting up, mate, and yeah, we shouldn't have shown him Avatar. I think possibly that was a really bad idea. The night before we did get him out and we tried. I think Mohammed showed him a bit of Star Trek, and I think it's just anything with flashing lights. It was probably a bit naive of us to think that he was going to conceptually take on anything. Anyway, rest up, mate, and I'll be in touch. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.